It's great to see you all. My name's Wendy. For those of you who don't know me, I work part-time here at the church and had the privilege this morning of interviewing a chap who's got just an amazing story of how basically God protected him from horrendous injury and also brought healing to his body in an amazing way. So can you welcome up Steve Savory, please?
Hello.
Hello? Oh, there we go. Morning. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Steve, I wondered if you could start off by telling us, you had quite a horrific injury at work one day. Can you tell us a bit about what happened?
Yeah. I'll read this, because I've got a bit of a reputation for going on and on, so I'll be here for hours. I'll read the first bit. I was tuning a 9-bladed propeller with a metal box strobing lamp to an engine, which was for a hovercraft lift van. And to do this, it's got to be travelling full speed, so it was on full throttle, about 3,000 RPM, and the prop and reduction gear let go from the bearings. And I, at the time, I was about a foot and a half away from it, my face over it, holding this metal box, and it just let go. And it was probably faster than a speeding bullet. I was looking at the propeller because I was strobing it. My friend was looking at it because he had the throttle and he was doing the throttle. And neither of us saw it happen. We just heard a massive bang, shards of propeller flying everywhere, bits flying everywhere, and it smashed about 5 blades of this propeller. Oops, sorry. Of this propeller on my hand, and that's what's left. That all these blades here around the edge went into this hand, and then promptly disappeared. We didn't know where it had gone. Actually, we thought it just obliterated itself. And of course, when something like that happens, you start to look. You start to look everywhere. What's missing? So. So I looked and I could see my legs and I thought, thank you. I knew my head was still on and then I looked at my hand and it wasn't pretty. And I've been told to not make it gory, so I won't give you the details. But you've seen the propeller, so you know, you know what my hand looked like.
Yeah.
And I was rushed off to hospital.
Wow. So you obviously went to hospital, had treatment, X-rays, etc. Tell us a bit about the healing process, because there was one point I know that the surgeons were, or the consultant was a little bit concerned. Tell us what the healing process was like for your hand and for your finger and stuff.
Yeah, they pinned me. I remember when I came into the hospital, and it was actually on 14th of Feb, and I remember them saying, it's amazing what a guy will do to get out of taking his woman out for a meal or whatever. But basically, they pinned it, and it was put in a half cast and left to heal. And over time, I had a couple of X-rays. I had my third X-ray, and then concern was happening because it wasn't healing, really. It wasn't really healing at all, and there was fresh air between the shards of bone in my hand.
You've got those X-rays that people can have a look at later.
There's a
third X-ray. It does look a bit dodgy. Not that I'm very professional in it, but then I believe you had prayer on a Sunday.
Yeah, I did. I actually had prayer in hospital. Simon came in.
Cool.
Thank you, Simon. And I actually, right from the beginning, because obviously I'm a Christian, I felt everything would be fine anyway in my eternal optimism. And it was a bit of a shock to me when he told me that it's not healing, Stephen, and we're really worried about your hand. And it was, you know, I was like, what's going on? I thought you're going to heal me, right? So we had a healing service, and there were about 4 or 5 guys healed, prayed healing prayers for my hand.
Yes.
And the next day, I had another X-ray, and the bone was all healed up completely.
Yeah.
And obviously, I thought, well, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen, right? But the surgeon was like, oh, it's all healed up. And I said, oh, that'll be the prayer. And he went, the power of prayer. I went, yeah, power of prayer.
Yeah,
so
amazing. And also, I know that you've done a lot of physio on your hand because of the movement, particularly in your little finger. Tell us what the deal is now with
it. Yeah, after that process, I knew the bone was healed, but it was still obviously very stiff and what have you. And I did 6 weeks of physio. Yeah. And I actually, it kind of spurred me on. I was like, yeah, I'm going to make it perfect, and I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to give my testimony about it and what have you. So I did 6 weeks of physio, and I worked really hard. And at the end of it, I was kind of disappointed because, I mean, everyone around me was amazed, but I was disappointed because I thought, well, God's healed my hand, it should be perfect because God's perfect, right? But it stuck up in the air by about, I don't know, five millimetre to a centimetre up in the air. And it kind of put kind of little slight... You know, it's like, I've seen the x-rays, I can't deny it. I know the bone's healed, but it kind of made me doubt it a little bit. And it actually happened 2006, Valentine's night. And I didn't bring it because of those thoughts. And God pokes you if you don't, you know. And he started to poke me. Come on, Stephen. You know you got to do it. You said you'd do it. Go on, Stephen. And then people in the church were saying, oh, how's your hand, Stephen? And I said, oh, it's good. And look. You know, oh, that's really good. You should bring it.
Yeah.
And eventually, obviously, I'm going to do it. And I started coming to you about wanting to talk about my concerns. But when I came to you, I started looking at it, because I hadn't looked at it. After the 6 weeks physio, it wasn't perfect. I gave up on it. I didn't even look at it again. I just carried on doing my daily day-to-day.
Now?
And when I looked at it, I realized it was perfect now.
Show us your fist.
It's absolutely
perfect. Praise God. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
And they also said to me that the tendons were so badly shredded that I'd never be able to do that again. So.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Steve. I know that the whole of Steve's story is going to be on the website because there's lots more to it, but he's got the x-rays here. If you want to have a look at the end, feel free to
just
have a
grab
look.
Me and I'll show you.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks. Can we thank Steve?